Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Stockland. Spring into retirement. Call 1-800-727-170.
And Roger Montgomery joins me here in the studio from rogermontgomery.com. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
I've got to tell you, I'm very well.
You look well.
The people, I've got to tell you, are very angry. By and large, they're very angry with the government pushing through the carbon tax legislation.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's got nothing to do with the environment, everything to do with political expediency.
It's got to do with tax. That's what it's got to do with, hasn't it? That's what it's all about, I suspect. But anyway, now listen, one thing I need to talk to you about, a lot of people will also have their portfolios, which they'll be, I think in some cases, rather confused as to what's happening to their portfolios, their equity values, their superannuation funds, whatever it might be. Because all of a sudden, when you think that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, it suddenly turns around and decides the stock market in about 3 or 4 days to rise by 8.5%.
And it's all good again.
Now, are you happy about it rising 8.5%?
Look, as you know, I don't focus on prices. I try and focus on valuations.
You do focus on prices. Can I jump in here? You do focus on price because you look at valuations and then you look at the price and see whether it's cheap or expensive.
But you do focus
on price.
But I look at values first, not prices. Most people take their cues from prices. So most people are busy looking at the price of the change of prices of houses, change of prices of shares, the Dow Jones. Yeah, there's experts coming on the TV every night saying to people, well, this stock went up by this much and this is the reason why. But I'm concentrating on long-term value and I'm thinking about the long-term values of things.
Let's talk about long-term barrel.
Sure.
For the past 2 weeks, apart from this little bounce.
Yes.
Right, trying to find value in the stock market was really a bit like trying to shoot fish in a barrel.
It has been. Yes, there's been a lot of value. And in fact, there's a lot of companies that haven't participated in this rally that we think are really good quality companies. And I'm surprised that there's a growing number of companies that are very high quality that are appearing as cheap.
And the second part of this, and we'll get to those companies in a minute because we always like to talk about those. The other point as well, however, is that there would be a lot of people right now saying, forget the market, I'm sick of it, it drives me crazy, it gives me heartburn, whatever it might be. I can see 5.5% in the bank and I'm going there.
Well, not only that, Ross, but there are a lot of financial related companies that are actually playing off that. And you can see the advertising now and they're saying shares have been a disaster for you. Australians have too much in shares.
I've seen
those ads. Yeah, go and invest in something else.
I have been watching those ads. In fact, I must admit, I got an email the other day from somebody who said, I'm sick of all this with my super fund. I just want to find a way to put it all in cash. And I'm sitting there thinking, right now, this could vary. It may not be the bottom of the market, but it's certainly not the top of the market.
Surely the
time to go to cash is when the market's been at all-time highs for 6 months.
The time to go into cash is when everybody thinks that the world is great and it's never going to get bad again and it's wonderful. The time to be interested in shares is when no one else is. And that time is fast approaching if we haven't already approached it, because all of the brokers that I speak to, and you know, they all call me every day with their ideas of what to invest in, they're all telling me that volumes are relatively thin. They're not seeing any real buyers and sellers. What they're seeing is all of this algorithmic high-frequency trading going on, and that's why the market's swinging around so much. Even in an individual day, it can be up 1.5% in the morning and then down 0.5% in the afternoon.
Now, I know that you wouldn't normally subscribe to this because you would look at this as part of the equation, but surely when you look at, say, for example, some of our big banks or some of our bigger companies, and you can look at a dividend yield on some of our big banks when you strip out the tax credit, it's an effective dividend yield of, in some cases, more than 11%.
Yes, that's true. I remember investing.
And is that a good thing or a bad thing? When you consider that you can borrow from that same bank right now, fixed for 3 years, at probably 6.4 or 6.5%.
I think if it's a good company and it's cheap on the metrics that I usually talk about here, return on equity, price to book ratio, all those sorts of things, and it's also got a good dividend yield, then yes, it's attractive. But don't invest just based on what appears to be an attractive dividend yield.
Because the real danger is the dividend could be cut.
Well, the dividend could be cut. The price could go down further. For years, people have been saying Telstra's had a great dividend yield. And it's gone from $5 to $4, then from $4 to $3 and down to $2.60. So looking at the yield alone is not the key.
All right. So spit out some of these good quality companies that have suddenly appeared on your radar. And I want the biggest and the most sort of blue chip of them, if you know what I mean.
I hate that phrase, blue chip.
No, so do I. But there's no such thing. No.
All right, so a couple.
Because even some of those big so-called blue chip companies can be dogs, as we know.
ANZ. appears to be cheap at the moment, and the CBA appears to be cheap.
There are two stocks.
There's two that your viewers might have been told by somebody more conventional than me, they're blue chip.
Yes.
But they are good businesses, great return on equity, bright prospects for intrinsic value growth, reasonable return on equity, and they seem to be cheap.
So there's two at least. We might come back with a couple more after this break.
You're listening to Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Ron Bennett Menswear. Dressing well is simply good business. Suit up now at Ron Bennett.
Welcome back to Money News. About a minute to go in the program. Roger Montgomery with me now. You're going through some of the stocks that are sitting out there. What other things have jumped out that you've spoken about before?
Well, JB Hi-Fi appears to be cheap. People don't want it. People are selling JB Hi-Fi because they think the iPhone 4S isn't going to be a great thing. But I think ultimately the iPhone 5 will come out and JB Hi-Fi will do fine. Another one, Nick Scali, the furniture retailer. That's a tough business. That's come out a little bit cheap. What else? Credit Corp, which is a debt collection company. Thorn Group, which is radio rentals. The radio rentals business, that's popped up cheap. And so is Flight Centre, the travel agency.
Joe Terrell, some interesting stocks there. Roger Montgomery with us every Tuesday night. Your calls, your emails, been fantastic. The feedback has been tremendous tonight, and I appreciate it. And tomorrow night, right here on Money News, we'll do it all over again.